So why didn't I follow through? I obviously wanted the results that I knew this book could give me. Why haven't you followed through on some of the things you know you really want? Why not? Why haven't you used your personal power and taken action? What has prevented you from taking action? And I would suggest to you, it's what this tape is about. The two controlling forces have directed your life and kept you at times from taking action. And those forces, again, are the twin forces of pain and pleasure. Remember, everything we do in life, we do out of our need to avoid pain or a desire to gain pleasure. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you're a lady listening or a gentleman, but when I speak to audiences, I'll invariably ask the ladies in the audience, please raise your hand if you put on makeup today. Do you know that 90% of the audience will raise their hand? Many times 99. Now, think about that. Why do they put on makeup each day, or why do you if you're a lady? Why? Is it because you wake up in the morning and say, look in the mirror and say, God, I love this process? I doubt it very seriously. Why you put it on is for one of two reasons. You put on the makeup because in your mind you say, you know, putting on makeup makes me feel more attractive. So what is that doing? Why are you taking action? To gain pleasure. Or you might say, well, gosh, when I put on makeup, people think I'm more attractive. They feel more attracted to me, which again makes you feel good. It makes you feel a pleasurable type of feeling. That's why you do it. Now, some people wake up in the morning and that's not why they put on makeup. Some women wake up in the morning and they say, how come men don't have to do this? But they still do it. Why? Because their brain says, well, if I don't put it on, somebody's going to say, what happened to your face? And some people, of course, do it for a combination of the two. The point is, the only reason they put it on is to avoid pain and to gain pleasure. Some combination of those things. Hey, have you ever procrastinated? You say, what a dumb question. Of course. What is procrastination? It's the opposite of using your personal power. It's being immobilized. It's needing to do something and not following through. I call it the silent killer because it grows on you. It just kind of creeps along until pretty soon it's taking control of your life. Pretty soon you find yourself immobilized in a bunch of areas and you don't even realize it. You don't even notice all the freedom you've given up just because of procrastination. So what is it though? Why do we procrastinate? Why do we not use our power, which is what we talked about on the first tape? Let's figure out what stops us. The reason is when we procrastinate, it's because we think that taking action, whatever action we're putting off, that taking that action would be more painful than doing nothing or not taking action. That's the bottom line. In other words, by not taking action, we experience less pain than taking action. Now, you might say, Tony, but if I take action, I could get the pleasure that would come from succeeding or having the job done. That may be true, but what's more real to you when you procrastinate is the pain you'll have to go through to get the job done. Isn't that true? Think about it. Don't take my word for these things. You got to take whatever I say and say, hey, that makes sense to me or it doesn't. Don't just buy anything I share with you. Think about it. Make sure it makes sense to you. And once it does, then we got to start making sure you use it. Now, let's look at the other side. Have you ever procrastinated for so long that at one point it reversed on you? Where all of a sudden your brain said, God, I gotta do this, because not doing it is more painful than just getting the job done. Haven't you been caught in that place? Were you ever one of those people that did your term paper like a week before, or maybe worse, the night before? The whole time doing the term paper was painful, but the night before you thought, if I don't have it done, it's gonna be even more painful because I'm gonna have to walk in there without it. And so all night long you experience pain of getting the job done. Common experience for too many people. Why? Because they haven't learned how to control the motivating forces of pain and pleasure. They are the controlling force of your life.